You say, well, how do we quench the Holy Spirit? Three ways I'd like to suggest. When we say no to something God directs us to do, if God tells us that we are to do something in our life and we say no to Him, if we keep saying that no, He's grieved, 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 and then the Holy Spirit becomes quenched. Now, was our house uninhabitable when the water was almost constricted? No. It just was unbearable. And that's what a lot of Christians live in. They live in almost unbearable condition in their walk with God. They do not feel saved. They are not secure in their salvation. They are not victorious in their Christian life. They are not able to read this book. I mean, they hear all this, let's start over and read the Bible, and they say, are you kidding? I couldn't even read it last year. That's because they've cranked down the supply of the Holy Spirit by grieving and quenching Him. Second way, not only say no to something God directs us to do, when we ignore His presence, He wants to let us invite His help and His power and His insight and His victorious, overcoming sword of the Spirit in our life. And you know what? We ignore His presence. We try and live on our own. We try and walk the Christian life, our power walk. We're doing it by ourselves. And He says, no, you can't make it without Me. Apart from Me, you can do nothing. Third way, when we sin repeatedly. Our sin causes the Holy Spirit to abandon positive, forward-moving implementation of blessing. He cannot fully convict us of sin, and we cause Him to chastise us. How can we avoid grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit? By choosing to keep God's Word. And there are so many verses. Let me just show you a couple. Turn to Romans 8. This is probably the best part of the Bible to mine out truth about the Holy Spirit. Because when we grieve and quench the Holy Spirit, it immediately impacts the key areas of our spiritual life. Romans 8:2 says this, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. When we grieve the Holy Spirit, immediately our power to say no to sin ceases. It's kind of like you get out of your home area and your cell phone doesn't work. Okay, you can have it on, but it just gets that quick signal or whatever yours does, and it doesn't work. Look at verse 12. Here's another thing that happens of Romans 8. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We have spiritual confidence when we walk in the Holy Spirit. But when we grieve and quench Him, as the Bible says, the righteous are as bold as a lion, but the unrighteous run and no one's even chasing them. And what the Scriptures say is that immediately, we instantly feel a lack of spiritual boldness in our lives. If you're afraid to speak up for Christ, to witness, to testify, to share your hope in Christ with someone, the valve has been shut by you. You have either not listened, not followed, or intentionally, repeatedly sinned and shut that valve off because it takes away our confidence. It takes away our victorious life in Christ. Look at verse 16. Here's another one. Romans 8:16, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The assurance of the Holy Spirit, we start feeling like we're not even saved. Was there a time when you were confidently assured and you were walking in Christ and you loved Him and now you don't even feel like you're a Christian? Does it mean you lost your salvation? No. If you ever had it, you still have it. It means that by ignoring Him or by sinning against Him and grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit, that valve of His water of life flowing through has been constricted to the point you don't even feel it anymore. Our assurance goes away. Here's the last one, verse 26 of Romans 8. Our prayerfulness also ends. It says, Romans 8:26, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know how we should even pray, but the Spirit makes intercession for us. You know, when we grieve and quench Him, we lose our connection. We feel our calls to heaven are breaking up like bad reception on our phones because the Holy Spirit is the carrier of our signals. You know why people don't like to pray when they're not full of the Holy Spirit? Because they've pushed the antenna down. They've, in fact, unscrewed it and taken it off. There's no way to commune when we grieve and quench because He is the carrier of our signals. He is the one who impels us to intercede. Well, how about it? Are you engaged in the discipline of a Spirit fullness in your life? Life the way God wanted it to be? Does there flow out of your life, a mighty river of water? Are you refreshed? Are you victorious? Are you rejoicing? Are you serving joyfully? The Holy Spirit wants to flow through our new lives like rivers of water that flowed in our new house. The new life of the believer as God intended it to be. Discipline yourself for the purpose of staying full so that you don't lose victoriousness, so you don't lose confidence and assurance and prayerfulness. Say no to sin and say yes to the Holy Spirit.